My past was broken, filled with hatred and vengeance. Then God changed my life and took me from zero to hero.
If people can have a relationship with God that will change the nations, they will see their chains breaking. But how can they have a relationship without spending time with God?
I was lost, not knowing whom do I go to, not knowing whom do I turn to, not knowing whom do I really speak to. But when I found God, God has changed my life.
I remember, man, when I was in high school, I was so broken. My life was a mess. And I remember when I got to a point where I wanted to commit suicide. But you know, what God did in my life, it's actually a miracle.
Something that's broken cannot function. So I could not function at all. But when God restored me, I saw a whole lot of great things happen through my life.
Oh yeah, welcome guys. It's that time again where you're just chilling with myself, Mr. Wandile, aka Mawanza, and you're just chilling as well with Mr. Luando. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, welcome guys on
Quiet This is Times our show
Intensity.
Yeah, yeah. As you said, Quiet Times on Intensity. It's actually our show.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an awesome show out there, man.
People out there, I mean, even here, at church, you know, the stuff that we've been like learning, hearing about, like sports, 2018 FIFA World Cup, people have their favorite players and all that. Sometimes you hear names that you don't even know. People are enjoying this.
Speaking about teams, which team do you favor, man?
I don't favor any team.
So you just watch soccer and
then
whoever scores, you just get excited.
I enjoy watching watching soccer, but I don't watch soccer. I didn't even watch one game. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if worship was a sport, then I will tell you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, but I know, man, you're excited about this, you know?
Yeah, it's,
which
it's,
is your favorite
it's,
team?
It's a bit, it's excited. It's exciting, actually, and so forth. With me, what I look at, it's like, it's either, my team, it's England, because I can see it's going fine, all that.
Mm.
But I favor two countries,
mm.
England and then I'm Russia. Because even Russia, you can see it's going somewhere as well and so forth. And but anyway, it's still the beginning of the season.
Are you supporting these teams because of the of their achievement, or is it the teams that you were supporting before, not because of the achievement? You know, you support a team not because of the achievement.
I've been looking at England a lot of times because of obviously, there was Wayne Rooney in it because Wayne Rooney was playing for Man United and so forth. So I've been looking at England at all times and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, even watching watching Sunday's match where England beat Panama 6-1, which was it was an awesome match out there, you know, it was epic. So yeah. Hey guys, don't worry, this is not a sports show.
exciting to talk about this.
Yeah, we just decided to let's just see, we speak about this World Cup. What's making people, why is it making people so exciting?
So which team do you think it's going to take it, man?
It's either England or I can't say Brazil. I don't think Brazil's days are over now. Because last year
it was Germany. It was Germany in Brazil. So Germany actually beat Brazil. Don't you remember that? It was actually Germany that took the World Cup the last time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember.
You see?
I remember,
because
mm-hmm. so, I'm just mixing it with Confederations Cup.
Mm.
Yeah, so yeah,
I saw
I think
that
it's England. I don't know
that Brazil also drew with it was in fact on Sunday 17 under 17, it drew with, what's this, there was a draw with Switzerland.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So what do you think? What about Portugal? You don't think?
I don't have a favorite player. Ronaldo is not my favorite player.
Yeah. So, yeah. No. It's not about. I'm not asking based on your favorite players or anything. I'm just asking about, like, in terms of the outcome.
Nah, it's not gonna make it fun. Even the last time. They were there, semi-finals, and then they went out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then what about Messi? Messi's team is out.
Yeah, let's not speak about it. Yeah.
3-0, man.
Yeah, yo, it's bad, man, you know. Yeah. You know, like as we compare, you know, mostly people say Messi's better than Ronaldo, but coming to look at Argentina lost 3-0 and then Portugal 1-0. So now we look at it, at who's better. Unfortunately, Cristiano's better because he scored and Messi didn't score.
Did Portugal lose?
No, they didn't. I'm talking about comparison of the players because, you know, in clubs, they'll always say Messi is better.
No, or Cristiano Ronaldo
is better. But now we're looking at the World Cup fever, but now Messi's team is like, oh, it's bad. Bad.
Yeah.
And then come Cristiano Ronaldo's team.
Yeah.
Ah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So it becomes a mess. Messy mess.
You know, I've actually heard something that I was sitting with these other guys on Saturday and they say, you know, Messi is gifted.
Yeah.
But Cristiano Ronaldo is a hard worker.
Yeah.
He works hard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that true?
You see, I know the... Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Yes, I know the players, but I don't know them inside and out.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, whatever they say is what. So...
And then Spain, man. Let me ask you about the last team, Spain.
Spain, they'll make it to the semi-finals or quarter-finals, but I don't think they're going to make it to the finals.
So you believe that...
Because, yes, they won in 2010 when they were here in South Africa.
Yeah.
But, never know.
Yeah.
Might win or might not win. But, to me, they won't make it to the quarter-finals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you actually believe that England and Russia can make it to the final?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put it at that. We'll see with the next, the by the group stages.
Yeah.
Like by semifinals, who's making it and all that.
Yeah. You know what? You can actually tell us about your favorite team and what team do you think is going to take the World Cup in 2018.
Yeah.
And we can actually just post that on our Facebook page.
/ActiveFM777. Yeah, and that's where you can... put all that, you know, what's your favorite team and knowing that who's going to win and so forth.
Yeah.
And yeah, not forgetting, this is not a sports show. Don't get confused.
Yeah.
We're just discussing and just thinking that, you know what? Why is this thing of this World Cup really making people excited?
Yeah.
Because the world is so excited about this World Cup. So we just decided, okay, they just put in a few things about it and then
talk about it. And please don't forget to visit our website www.activefm.co.za. in fact, in one of our shows, I mean, with the guys that are part of Active FM, they have a show that's called a sports show. So you know, to always hear about these things, and they do more research. They will tell you about Cristiano Ronaldo. They will go on and on it, and I think it's actually interesting. So you can just get to that show and hear their thoughts.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's an interesting thing where we can all relate as people. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but you know, our show, we say it's a quiet time on in intensity, because we encourage people to have quiet times in the mornings, devotions where they read their Bibles and allow God to speak to them. Yeah. They build their relationship with God. So that's what we're gonna be talking about. But you know, we can actually use even the sport thing to actually, you know, to bring out the message.
And, you know, the reason that we're speaking about the soccer and so forth, you know, it will all point into one, to what we're going to speak about, that what do you do when you lose something inside? What do you do when your team loses, actually? Mm. What do you do when your favorite team loses? What do you do?
Mm.
Are you going to get offended, or are you going to defend?
Mm.
You know, are you going to defend the peace? Mm. You know, because at the end of the day, most of us. Okay, now just moving a bit away from sports. Most of us will at times when we do something wrong or whatever it is, we get upset, we get angry, we don't know why, even if this thing is wrong, but we are being told that that thing is wrong, but you still get angry, you still get upset, you still get offended.
Mm.
Instead of correcting yourself and saying, you know what, yes, I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. And so forth. Instead of getting offended, you correct yourself and like say, you know, I know I'm wrong. I know where I got to, you know. And that's where we're getting into. That's what we'll be speaking about.
Yeah.
In just after this awesome tunes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bass. Now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear this. Hey, what we got to do?
Praise the door with you. Christ music is hot music. Yeah, I am. Bye-bye. Let's just say I heard a truth.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, cause grace knows your name. It's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
Everybody, I hope you just enjoy those awesome songs and so forth. So yeah, as I was saying, what do you do when your team loses? What do you do? Do you catch that offense, like you become so offended that you want to fight with people, or do you defend yourself that you're not, no, you don't want to get offended and so forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can, Rolando will just read this awesome word and then
Romans 14 verse 19 says, therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify one another. So that's New King James Version. And then NLT says, so then let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4 verse 26 says, in your anger do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
Yeah.
And then Luke 23 verse 33 to verse 34 says, when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so looking at the three, two verses, which is Romans 14, verse 19, and then Ephesians 4, verse 26, telling us about, you know, not sinning in anger, and making sure that we defend harmony, we defend what? Peace. Mm. You get what I'm saying? And our aim is that we defend peace, and whoever the person is that we meet in life, we actually have an opportunity to build up that person. You see what I'm saying? And what happens is that now, they're not saying you build a relationship or you build that person because they're doing good to you. You get what I'm saying? But that's the aim as Christians, what we're supposed to be doing, to edify one another. And Jesus himself in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 33 to 34, he actually shows us, he gives us a physical example. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Where he says, you know, to forgive them because they do not know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And personal, I don't think there can ever be peace unless there's forgiveness.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it's obvious between us and God, but it's also obvious between us and other people. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, there's this verse, this book, Ephesians 4, verse 26. Mm. You know, it tells you a lot of how much you shouldn't sin in your anger. And it tells that do not sleep with the anger that you have inside. Mm. You know, whatever it is that maybe your partner or whoever, maybe your friend, whoever, probably you're so angry with that person. Now you decide that, you know what, you're gonna sleep with that anger. You decide to sleep with that anger.
Mm.
You decide to have that hatred towards that person because of something small or something big that you could ask for, forgiveness or just make peace, etc. But instead you're gonna sleep with that anger, you know. Then what happens when you sleep with that anger? The devil comes and plays with you in your mind by a whole lot of things. The devil plays with you in your mind. You know, our pastor would always tell, like last day when he was preaching this a series called Under Community about us not sleeping with anger. What happens when you're sleeping with anger? You know, the devil is just playing with your mind, and you're sleeping with the devil. You know, you're sleeping with the devil there. You know, so you can't sleep with that anger, because somewhere in the line, what happens when you wake up now? What happens when you wake up? You wake up and you're feeling depressed. You're feeling like you want to do something so bad that, you know what, you want to do a revenge, and now, you, because of you sleeping with that anger, you can see in yourself that what is happening inside of you. You know, you sleep with that anger, you sleep, and somewhere in the line, it causes a whole lot of depression in your life, you know. Mm. Now, God says, Paul tells you that, you know, do not sleep with anger. Do not sleep with the anger. Just before you go to bed, go and ask for forgiveness.
Mm.
Because you cannot go very far in life if you don't forgive. Because somewhere in the line, you're going to always think about it, you know? So what happens now when you sleep with that anger? A whole lot of things go wrong in your mind. A whole lot of evil things go wrong in your mind. And therefore you end up having a conversation with the devil. While you are angry, you're having that conversation with the devil. And now what happens when you wake up? You wake up with depression. You wake up in a way that you know what, you just hate this person.
Mm.
You just hate this person for no reason. You know? And coming to this point of anger and rejection. Anger and rejection. There is no such thing as hurt feelings. Let us call hurt feelings when they really are anger.
Mm.
You know, a person whose feelings have continuously been hurt experiences rejection. You know, rejection causes wounds to the soul, which if resolved could cause. Many people who have suffered rejection often fall into a pit of depression. Holding grudges is the main cause of depression.
Mm.
Many psychologists agree that depression is a frozen anger, you know. So, you know, anger and rejection. Some of us, we can get angry because of us being rejected by whoever it is. Maybe your family member. Maybe your partner out there, you know. Now you get angry and so forth, you know, and someone in line, it causes wounds inside of your life.
Yeah.
It causes depression inside of your life, and we just need to how do we defend that? How do we defend into having peace with that? You know.
Mm.
So yeah,
the most important thing, it's exactly for me. What Jesus did,
yeah,
like to actually, where you lay your will down, where you kill, that means the desires. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, at that time, you actually looking at the person, looking at the nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? And being, I can say there's this thing, because sometimes it's not like you're wrong as a person.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like you're wrong as a person, but there's that thing that causes a person, that causes something within you as a person to act in that way.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Sometimes it's something that can be like carrying on. I mean, you know, there are things in our lives that we don't even know that are in our lives. Mm. And we're so surprised when these things, they start happening.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because we didn't know that, you know, certain things actually live within us as people.
Yeah.
So we get surprised now when we act in a different way. Do you understand? Doing something that we have never done before. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes it's actually the character. You see what I'm saying? When someone does something wrong to you, I mean, it's so easy to actually just, you know, flip, and you get what I'm saying? But the thing is, we need to be in a point where we're able to do what? To choose, you understand?
Yeah.
To choose another option, to choose to do what Jesus Christ did.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Where we actually lay down our lives.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Where you, I mean, you know, when we started doing this like disciple thing and you have these guys and all that, and having a team under you, and it was so like easy when a person, they have like committed, this is what we're willing to do, we're going to do this and all that. And the next thing now, we're supposed to be, you know, executing whatever we have planned.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to see the outcome from people. And people, they never like come.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The person that promised to come, they're never there. And you know, you will have that thing, like in your heart, you like be boiling, like, you know what, you want to see this person, sometimes you just want to write the message now, dude, you promise you're going to come and all that, but that anger within you as a person, you understand what I'm saying? But you know, I've actually watched myself as, sometimes it's like this thing goes away, because you don't face these things, and then maybe after 5 months and you face the same situation, but you react in a different way. Why? Because the character has been what Jesus has actually done what a work in my character. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for me, sexually, that thing of, you know, you just calm down. And I think we when we do things, we don't have that thing of, you know, when you're angered by someone, where you actually just have that maybe 1 minute where you think as a person. You understand what I'm saying? How am I going to act? Do you understand towards this thing that has happened to me? But it just happens and you react and all that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You don't have that thing of actually thinking, you understand, if I respond like this, this will cause this to another person. This will cause this and that to another person. You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, how many of us, I mean, have been broken because of anger? Do you understand what I'm saying? How many people have died because of anger? Do you understand what I'm saying? And because of that, if there's no peace, that means there's division. You see what I'm saying? And that's the most important thing, that we need to have peace with people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, within us, you know, always becoming angry and so forth, you know, at times it can destroy a whole lot of relationships, you know, for you, for always being angry and so forth. And for you being angry and so forth, then it will cause strife, you know. Strife will destroy your relationships, you know. And you know, what causes that to have happen? Because of our anger that we have inside of us. Because of the anger that we have towards something that we could resolve within. Yes, it might take a while, it might take time, but somewhere on a line, God asks you to forgive. To at least to forgive and be hungry for peace. You got to be hungry for peace, because if you're going to be always fighting, always going to be angry, you're not gonna have a happy life. You're not gonna have a life that is full of excitement, because you're forever angry. You're forever thinking about that thing that has happened long time ago. Imagine now. Imagine now you're in 2018 and you're still thinking about something that happened in 2001. And now you keep on thinking about it. It keeps on ringing in your head about that thing that happened. You know, within that year, 2001, you should have forgave that person. Mm. Or yes, it might have took a while, but then somewhere in the line, you've got to have been forgiving. At least forgiving and being hungry for the peace that you really need inside of your life.
Yeah.
You know, because believe me, if you want to have that full of anger inside of you, you're not going to, the peace that you want to get is not going to come to you, because you are always angry. You know, I can just come to that, to one story that one of our pastors have shared, Pastor Vicky, where she shared about with their Christian Family Church, CFC, yes. Where now there was this lady, she had cancer and so forth.
Yeah.
She had this cancer, it was in a way that now she's sick and all that.
Mm.
But now the is it Dr. Theo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
senior pastor of CFC.
Yeah.
Now the pastor was asking whoever to come forward and get their healing and so forth and whatever, you know. So now, as a pastor asked it, the people must come forward to get their miracle, to get their miracles and healings and so forth.
Mm.
Now they came forward. Now Dr. Theo approached this lady, and Dr. Theo was like, you know, like asking her what's wrong and so forth. She says she's sick and so forth. And then Dr. Theo was like, you know, there's one thing that you got to do is forgive.
Yeah, forgive. I remember that.
Now the lady didn't want to forgive. She's like, no, I'm not going to forgive.
Yeah.
Dr. Theo was like, you got to forgive in order for you to be healed. She was still refusing. No, I'm not going to forgive. No, no. Now Dr. Theo was like, you know what? I'm going to step away. I'm going to walk away. But it's your choice that you do want to forgive, or you don't want to get your healing. Then he stepped a bit away from her.
Yeah.
But as soon as he stepped away, she then said, "Okay, I forgive.
Yeah.
I forgive." As soon as she said that, That's when she got healed. That's when the sickness left her. That's when the cancer left her, you know. And what I got out of that is that you know what, we are sometimes we're a bit stubborn and we have pride that you know what, we don't want to let it go that much.
Yeah.
We don't want to let it go. We want to, the way that we don't want to let it go. We stuck with this thing. We want to fight it in order for us to get better. But it won't happen that way.
Mm.
You know, the way in a way that it will happen for it to get better is for you to forgive, because you cannot fight it. If you don't forgive,
yeah.
Why do you expect to be better from whatever it is that caused you to be sick? If you cannot forgive, because most you might not know that some of us we get sick because of the things that we've been doing and we're not forgiving, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it can be cancer that can come into our lives. Why is it that? Because of the things that we've been doing in our lives that were not all right, that were not good, and now God wants us to forgive in order therefore that sickness or whatever it is to leave our body.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean, strife. You know, strife will destroy a whole lot of things inside of our lives. You got to become hungry for peace in your home, work, city, anywhere else.
Mm.
You got to be hungry for peace. You got to grab the peace. You got to run for peace, because peace is something that's going to make your life more happy.
Yeah.
Peace is it's where a whole lot of awesome things happen in life. But if you don't have peace, then you'll forever be angry. You'll forever be having strife inside of your life, where it will destroy a whole lot of relationships. You know, you might wonder that why are you always alone? Why? What's happening? Why are your friends deserting you? Why is this? Why is that? It's because you don't have peace inside of your life.
Yeah.
You're not seeking for peace. Therefore, God wants you to seek for peace. He wants you to become hungry for peace that you can receive inside of your life. You know,
yeah.
you got to be so hungry for peace that you know what, you are sick and tired of living an anger life.
Yeah.
You are sick and tired of living a life that is full of depression.
Yeah.
You are sick and tired of living a life where like you don't know why you're forever angry. You don't know why you're forever fighting that person or whoever it is, you know.
Yeah.
How do you seek for that peace? How do you get hungry for that peace? Is you forgive. That's the truth. You got to forgive. You know,
yeah.
You got to forgive. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We actually gonna take an air break.
Yeah.
And then we come back, we close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. Welcome back, people. So, yeah, that's what we were speaking about, that, you know, what do you do when you lose something inside? What do you do when your favorite team loses? Do you get offended, or do you defend for your team that, you know, even if it loses, it's going to win the following season, you know? Mm. So what we're mostly speaking about is how you becoming angry for something that's not, for something that you could ask for forgiveness out of, that you know, that you need to be hungry for peace. You need to become hungry for peace.
Yeah.
In life, you really need to become hungry for peace.
Yeah.
Because if you live a life that is full of depression, if you live a life that is full of anger, it's like you are living a life that is full of war inside of you. You know, your life, your heart or whatever inside of you,
yeah,
you can be, you it will be always fighting. You'll always fight. You know, you'll always have this thing that you want to fight this person. You want to fight that person. You won't forgive that person. That person did this and this and that. And you don't forgive. Why? Because you don't have peace. You don't have peace that God wants you to have. Let me tell you, if you get peace, you know, you live a peaceful life.
Yeah.
You live a life that you don't worry anymore about depression. You don't worry anymore about whatever has happened.
Yeah.
You know. You know, there's a time where someone preached yesterday, but you know it, when Christ lives inside of you, it doesn't matter what that person does to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. When Christ lives inside of you, It doesn't matter what that person does to you and so forth, because Jesus lives inside of you.
Mm.
And when Jesus lives inside of you, you've got peace.
Mm.
You've got peace, you know. So, yeah.
So we gonna pray. Gonna lead you into altar call, but please forgive.
Yeah.
Please forgive, let it go. Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord and Savior.
My Lord and Savior.
Please come live in me.
Please come live in me.
I believe.
I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my
that
mouth.
You died.
That you died.
You were raised from the dead.
And you were raised from the dead.
Taken to heaven.
Taken to heaven.
And right now,
and right
you
now,
are seated.
You are seated.
At the right hand.
At the right hand.
Of our Father.
Of our Father.
Interceding for me.
Interceding for
please
me.
Give me your Holy Spirit.
Please give me your Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to an awesome show. Just don't forget to catch us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and that's where you can catch all the shows, and you can also catch this awesome show, this current show. And don't forget to, after you listening to this show, go out there and share the show, man. Go share it out there to the world. Go share it out there to your community. Go share it out there to the nations, wherever. Go share it out there. And also not forgetting to visit us on our awesome Facebook page / ActiveFM777 /ActiveFM777. So otherwise, we're going to sign out with this awesome last song. Oh, yeah. God bless.
Yeah.
Get your tambourines out. Very near. I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get ablaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Of heaven.